Now listen to me. We come here to celebrate, right? I want to make sure, because what I have to minister to you this morning, you're going to have to be a Christian to understand. So if there's somebody here never prayed the sinner's prayer and invited this Jesus to be your Savior, I'm going to ask you to come pray this prayer with me, because the reason I'm asking you to pray, you watching by television, to pray this prayer, the territories that we're going in this morning to celebrate, you will not be able to go unless you're a Christian. The birth of Christ cannot be celebrated by one who have not been birthed into Christ. So just as a brother in Christ, a minister of the gospel, you here this morning, you say to me, Pastor Thompson, I never prayed the sinner's prayer to invite Jesus in my heart to be my Savior. I want to do that today on this Christmas day. If that's you, you got anybody around you can help, come to the altar. I'm going to lead you into this prayer this morning, that you make sure that you're part of this celebration. A lot of people think they're part of this celebration, but they're not. This is a celebration that has spiritual value. Say spiritual value. It's not a secular thing. It's not just anybody. Not anybody just can jump and celebrate to say, Merry Christmas. Because it's not unless you're part of the family. So are you going to come stand with me? It's not going to hurt you. Come stand with me and I'll lead you into this prayer. London, you born again? You've accepted Christ already in your heart? All right, you know I remember that name, London. Anyone need to come? I want to pray this prayer with you on this Christmas morning. I want to pray this prayer with you. Come and stand here with me. Let's pray this prayer. But I want you to be in this family, because you're not going to understand. I will minister as a prophet this morning, and I'll give you an explanation or an insight what type of grace or what type of gift a prophet is functioning from, that you may understand what is transpiring in your midst this morning. Father, we thank you this morning that everybody here born again. We pray that the one by television, you minister to them, that they can come into the family of God. God, I recognize I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sin. I ask you to forgive me, and I believe that Jesus is the Savior. Jesus, I invite you in my heart as my personal Savior right now, in Jesus' name. And I got a wide television audience. I don't know who's watching. You may be seated. You may be seated. Well, it's Christmas Day. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm happy. You happy? I receive your message. Boy, you're here, huh? You're a man to your word, man. I'm glad you're here. Continue to be here. Let me pastor you. Let me feed you. Come on, clap. Great day. Great day, great day. I receive. Hallelujah. See. How many of y'all taking notes this morning? All right. Here it is. I receive. Christmas or Christ's birth can only be celebrated by revelation. And then when I say revelation, I'm talking about information from one world to another world. So you see, the many things that is going on, thank God for all of it, that it emphasizing, a lot of it emphasizing Christ. But a person cannot really celebrate this day unless they are Christian. I hear y'all Christians. And so to celebrate Christ's birth, I want to call it Christ's birth. I don't want to call it Christmas. Celebrating Christ's birth separate us from a lot of stuff going on today. That's really not celebrating him. It's celebrating a day. But this morning, I want to take you, turn to Isaiah chapter 7. I want to take you to some places that your uniqueness of this day, or understanding this day, is more than just the formalities. It's so powerful. It's so rich. It's so good. Now, the Isaiah the prophet is about to prophesy about this day to us. And I say to you, I will minister to you from a prophetic, not just prophesying, but a prophetic standpoint, the office of a prophet. Yes, you need to write this down, the grace of a prophet. The grace on the prophet is to impart to the believer a hunger for the Rhema. The Rhema is the reveal word. A hunger, not routine, not regular, but a Rhema, a live word. The grace on the prophet is to impart to the believer a hunger for the Rhema, the reveal word. Not just the Bible you hold in your hand, but the reveal word. The revealed word of God, in other words, the voice of God. The prophet imparts to the believer a hunger to hear the voice of God. This morning, we must hear the voice of God as we celebrate his son. Powerful thing. We'll be saying to you in a few moments. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7, chapter, verse 14. It's a prophetical word. It says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. How many have seen that? And then it says, and this is this prophetic, this word, behold. It means something is about to be said and something is about to be shown that cannot be known naturally. It's sort of like the word in the psalmist, when the psalmist is ministering and he wants you to hear something, he says, Salah. That means pause, be still, and listen carefully. So this Christmas morning, this celebration of Christ's birth, this prophetic word we're reading in Isaiah 7:14, the prophet talked about a sign, but then he says, behold. Take time to pay attention here. This has something to do with your life. This has something to do with how you're going to come out tomorrow. This has something to do that Christmas is really not one day. Christmas do not end on the 25th. Why? Because Christmas, oh, here it is. Christmas is eternal. How can we put eternity in one day? So we as Christians need to behold prophetically that we operate in the rhema. Christ is alive in me on the 26th. And the first. And the second. And the third. What that mean? I can celebrate 365 days a year this day. Behold. Say behold.
Behold.
Yeah, behold means pause. Think about it. Listen. I'm about to give you a revelation. I'm about to tell you something that is not normal. We as Christians must celebrate this day different because of revelation, because we're able to hear the voice of God. Huh?
Yes,
I'm preaching pretty good right now if y'all are listening. Yes, behold, everything that happens in your life from this day forward, you must be in the mode of behold. Behold who I belong to. Behold who is my help. Behold who is my strength. See, it just, Jamaica, it just won't be. You got to behold. You got to take a hold of it. It's not just going to happen. You got to be able to see different. You have to be able to see Christmas different because you see Christ different. Christ is not just a man to you. This celebration is about you being able to behold Christ no matter what crisis you're going through. January the 25th, you can celebrate Christmas. 24 hours a day, I can celebrate him. He's alive. He's not in a manger. He's in me. Look at the text. Then we'll go to Matthew. It won't take me long to say what I got to say this morning. Therefore, the Lord himself. See, I can preach that, boy. The Lord himself. He wouldn't permit nobody else to do it. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall what?
Conceive.
We know somebody conceiving, right? Shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. I'll give you three things here that are going to help you along life way. The Bible says, if God is for us, I want you to see the for us now. If God is for us, there's Romans 8:31. Who can be against us? That's a powerful statement, isn't it? Listen to that. If God is for us, if God is for me, who can be against me? That's powerful, isn't it? And he is. He for you. But it gets stronger, I think, in 1 John 4:4. You have overcome them, little children. Great is he that's in you. Now, he's not only for me, now he's in me. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. But this word Emmanuel.
Yeah. Okay, sir.
denote the fact that God is with us. You ready for revelation? We're going to see that same word in Matthew's in a few moments. But you cannot celebrate Christmas without revelation. Rituals cannot celebrate Christ. The world, commercials, selling and buying, cannot celebrate Christ because they don't know what it's all about. It's not about profit. It's about the prophet. But the word, there's going to be news to some of you all. The word Emmanuel in the original context means God became one of us. You ain't going to praise him? Because had he not became one of us, everybody here right now be lost, going to hell. We don't have no Savior. He had to be, oh my goodness, he had to become one of us to save us. Because the word Emmanuel means Savior. The Savior became one of us to save us. What I said? Well, get them to do a little jig about that. You know, celebrate. We got to celebrate that a little bit. That got to be celebrated a little bit. Don't just sit there like you don't know him. Do something. Move your leg or something. No, not a Christian in this house should be sitting down right now. If you say you're a Christian, God dog it, you ought to get up and do something. I'm not going to permit you to sit here and say you're a child of God, Jesus has died for you, and you so proper now because you got your little suit or little dress on, and you ain't going to get up and do nothing. Not in this house, not on my watch. You're going to move something in here today. You say Jesus is your Savior? I done give you the revelation that he became one of us to die for you, and you gonna sit there talking about Merry Christmas? Not on my watch. I told you I'm gonna minister to you as a prophet of God today. A real, y'all ain't never seen a real prophet. A real prophet will get you off your seat, boy. He'll make you praise God. And then you'll thank him after. Then you'll say, how stupid I was not to get up. But I'm glad he made me got up. You may be seated. I'm almost through. He became one of us. And really, I was driving here this morning. And the Lord says, Merry Christmas is not the right salutation to really honor Christ. I said, what is it, Lord? Glory to God. Come on, come on. The church has to have her own salutation. The world can't say the same thing I say about this day. Glory to God. Now, let me ask you something. What you think the Father think about that? He said, what are they saying that? What a life Christian center? Merry Christmas is not powerful enough salutation to celebrate the birth of Christ. It's glory that causes it to happen. Glory to God this morning. Listen, I don't know if you understood it. Now, what Emmanuel mean, God became one of us. It means Jesus was God becoming one of us for us. Because the cradle, Christ, and the cross are one. I wish y'all let me preach up in here. The cradle, Christ, and the cross are all one ideal of God. God think like that. You can't fully understand the cradle without connecting it to the cross. I wish somebody let me preach up in here. Whether you know it right now, your life is changing. Glory to God. That's our salutation this morning. Say, Pastor, how are you going to celebrate this day? Glory to God. He became one of us. He stripped himself of his mighty glory and power. Somebody got to pay for what Eve did. If somebody don't go down there and pay for what Eve did, everybody going to hell. Turn to Matthew. Sit down and turn to Matthew. Matthew chapter 2 for a moment. Christmas can only be celebrated by revelation. Natural light is not bright enough to celebrate this day. Natural light. I don't care. You can light. We got light. You see how pretty it is out in the foyer and how pretty it is near? It's pretty. But the natural light don't really get it. To really understand what's going on today, you have to have another kind of light.
Come on, Dad.
Because all of these lights going to go out one day. But there's another light that will never go out. That's why I celebrate. My light is never going out because I have eternal life. Because of Christ, I'll be alive forever. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I see two other people believe what I believe. If this the only life you got, shame on you, sad on you. I got to celebrate today. I got to celebrate it with enthusiasm. I got to be excited. a joy to the world. This not going to just be another day. This not going to just be a day to go on the Christmas tree. No, I'm not. I'm standing on the two trees at one time. I'm standing on the Christmas tree and a cross at the same time. I ain't going to hell, and I'm not catching hell on yet. I got the name of Jesus that can change any situation. Everybody who got red on you in the morning, this morning you got red because of the blood. I'm a blood-bought child. I'm not going to let nobody celebrate. The rock's not going to take my place. I'm going to celebrate him myself. I'm not going to sit around here and act like I don't know something special happened today. I got to tell somebody what the Lord has done for me. I'm glad that God took himself out of the spirit and wrapped himself in the flesh and came down here as his only begotten son. I'm glad to know him. Good God Almighty. I said, good God Almighty. Sit down a minute. Shh. Shh. Glory to God. The world really can't celebrate like we can. Y'all know that, right? Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. I'm going to give you two or three more points and then we'll go home. But the church, we the only one can be Mary this morning. We the only one can be Mary. Everybody else acting. But we real. Talk to me, somebody. We know what we celebrate. Many of y'all glad you're here this morning. This is going to be the merriest Christmas you ever seen. Man, I feel the glory. It's time for my people to celebrate my birth right. I ain't no toy, I'm joy. Have your toy, but make sure that you have some joy. Don't just teach your child about a truck. Teach him about a tree. Teach him about Galilee. Sit down with him. Let him unwrap them toys and jump around, but sit down and talk a few minutes about me. Tell them I made it possible. Tell them I woke your daddy up this morning. I woke your mama up this morning. Tell them nobody would be up if it wasn't for me. This day is not about pie and chicken. Your prophetic moment about Christ's birth has come to you today. Don't let the world rub shoulders with you and make you think they can celebrate this day just like you. No. There's a secret on the inside of you that this world do not have. You got Christmas on the inside of you. You got carols being sung on the inside of you. You got a Christmas song that they don't sing at Christmas, but it's called Amazing Grace. How sweet is the sound that saved a wretch like me. You got a song on the inside of you. Precious Lord, take my hand. You got songs on the inside of you. How great thou art. You got songs on the inside of you that this world can't sing. They don't have a right to sing it. Because you're a born again child of God, you can sing different kind of Christmas carols. I was lost, but now I'm found. You got a new song on the inside of you that the average person can't sing because you're born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them Merry Christmas, because you got inside information. You're not dealing with Santa Claus here. You're dealing with the saints of God who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate. If you're going to celebrate, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace is upon him, and with his stripe, I'm healed. If we're going to celebrate here, let's celebrate. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. If we're going to celebrate, let's celebrate. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anoints my head with oil. My cup just keep running over. If you're going to celebrate, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. He's great. Well, can't celebrate him like we can celebrate him. I could dance when I'm in trouble because I know I'm coming out. Because the word says, if God for me, who can be against me? I'm talking about Jesus' birth. He made all this possible. He made grace possible. He made mercy possible. He made forgiveness possible. He made healing possible. He made eternal life possible. He made joy possible. He made peace proper. He made me be able to shout when things are not going right. Every wall got to fall because Jesus born. Now, let me settle down. I got something I got to give you before you leave here. Let's settle down. 11:12. Sit down. Let me settle down. How many of y'all glad you're saved? Good God Almighty, that's the greatest thing I got to celebrate. You know what I'm saying? I got a pretty nice house. I drive pretty nice cars. I got a few rags to put on. But that's not my celebration this morning. Man, you need to be excited. Y'all ain't excited enough for me. You need to be excited up in here. Y'all not excited enough. Y'all sitting around here with your little dressy shirt. Shut up, you need to be excited. I gotta get back in my table. I'm not gonna let a drunk man cut up more today than I cut up. I'm not gonna let a pot smoker cut up today more than I cut up. I suppose to praise him. Praise him up in here. Praise him. We support the praise. Listen very carefully. What the Spirit of God is saying, listen, then I got to show you something. But I will never have another corner Christmas. You know what a corner Christmas is? I never took time. Before I say, where is my gift? I want to acknowledge my real gift. Are you with me? Boy, unfold your arm and raise your hand. God dug it. Put them up higher. You blessed, boy. I ain't letting nobody get away. Not on my watch. I'm going to get everybody in here blessed this morning. You thought enough to come and let me minister to you? I'm gonna make you get blessed today. You're gonna leave here dancing. I'm not operating just as a pastor. I'm operating as a prophet this morning. I got to get you to see a rhema word, a live word. Not a word that you read and memorize, but a word get on the inside of you and go to dancing and showing you things that you haven't seen before. That's the kind of word I want you to have today, all right? So now let me try to close. I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can. I got so much to celebrate. Let me wave at you. See if you're here. Man, I don't care how you feel about me. I'm just happy. I do not have no dignity to hold on this morning. I'm out of here, man. This is something God revealing to us. Christmas is about me becoming you. For you. You know what Christmas means? You want to shout? Yeah. Christmas means he got the whole world in his hand. He got the little bit of baby in his hand. He got me in his hand. Christ born. You better hear this. To put me in God's hand. And you gonna ask me to be quiet? Write these two words down. There's a rim, and there's a rhythm. Nobody can get to today but Christians. There's a rhythm. There's a beat. There's a heavenly beat. The only person you get to it is a Christian. We got a rhythm. When I move my shoulder, I'm not just moving my shoulder in one rhythm. I'm moving in another world. You see, I'm not just doing the jerk. You understand what I'm saying? I'm moving with another rhythm. See the world. The world can't copy my dance, because I'm dancing in another dimension. I know somebody. I know something else. You see what I'm saying? See, everything the world do is trying to copy off of you. You the one got the rhythm. We the one can dance, brother. What got a dance called a break? We can break. I'm broken from sin. If anybody needs to get down this morning, it ought to be Word of Life Christian Center. We ought to be getting down up in here. Anybody got anything to dance about? Well, go ahead and dance. Then the Lord done anything for you? Make a move. Make your move this morning. Make your move for a few minutes. Make your move for go ahead and celebrate. Make your move for a few moments. 5 more minutes. Get back your seat. Give me 5 more minutes. Then we're going home and you're going to have your nice Christmas dinner and sit down. But somebody needs to jump up from the table and do a jig. Now, who's going to be jumping up from your table? Somebody needs, you'll be sitting there all nice. You got all the, you know what I'm saying? Wait a minute, I got to do something, y'all. And get up and just start dancing. Well, it's going to happen in my house. I'm going to wait. I'm going to give somebody a chance to do it. Chantel might beat me to it, but it's going to happen in my house. Jay might beat me to it. Lauren might beat me to it, but they can say that. Somebody going to do it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to give them a chance. But somebody going to cut up at the Thompson house today. You know, we be sitting at a long table. They down on my grandchildren all around the table. And we all going to be sitting there, and my wife got beautiful dishes on the table. Dishes make your head spin. But we're not going to let the dishes take the place of our praise. Oh, they got turkey and smoked turkey and roast turkey and all kind of stuff they're going to be eating. Lamb chopping. And then, oh, I know y'all done got hungry now. And salmon, I saw them prepared. But somebody going to praise God today. I'm going to sit there a little while. And I'm going to watch and see if Lauren going to do anything. Is Layla going to do anything? Is Jay going to do anything? But if they don't do something, Papa still got it. See, I brought all I had in the street to glorify God. When I was in the street, I would dance all night long. Didn't care what nobody think about me. Because I was drinking something that made me dance. Well, I'm drinking a stronger drink now. The Holy Ghost caused me to dance sometimes. And I just can't be still. And I'm not ashamed in front of nobody to do the break on behalf of my God. I know Chantel thinks she's gonna beat me. Chantel will dance in a minute. Let me give you 3 points to take home with you. So you can use, something to use. How many of y'all glad y'all here this morning? Boy, I tell you what, the Holy Ghost has taken me into another world. I had none of this plan. And the Holy Ghost started, man, I feel a prayer. Now, I don't play with God. I don't play with God. But Jesus and the Holy Ghost both clapping their hand now. Prophetically, somebody have learned how to praise me on my birthday. I ain't never seen nothing like this. You know how you feel sitting there. You feel better. All right, Matthew. I'm going to read it and give you 2 or 3 points. I'm in the 18th verse. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. First word I want you to have is wisdom. To understand what happened today, you need to have divine enlightenment from God. From this day forward, I impart to you as a prophet of God, you will operate in the wisdom of Christ's birth. Good God Almighty. All right. On every case, you will be operating in that wisdom. What is the wisdom of Christ's birth? What? Now, to use this term, now I'm going to use it now in this term. What would Jesus do? But you're not going to be saying, what would Jesus do? You're going to know what Jesus will do because you're going to operate on that wise. You see that statement about power? Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Everything you do from this Christmas forward, going to be on this wise. What wise? The wisdom of God going to show you a better way to do what you've been doing. You will have the stamina or the strength from this day forward to do whatever he say to you. In other words, what I'm seeing, look at me. I'm seeing miracles breaking out in your life from this day forward. Why? Your life going to be on this wise. Underline this wise in your Bible. This wise. The birth of Christ was on this wise. The voice of Christ was on this wisdom. The voice of Christ was on this word. The voice of Christ was on this way. Not normal. Not natural. But because I'm born of Christ, everything that happened in my life going to be birthed on this wise. Jesus Christ. Y'all not hearing me? Y'all understand what I'm saying? In other words, I'm not permitting my life to be natural anymore. Because Christ's birth was on this wise, and because I'm born again, I can live on this wise. What this wise mean? We're going to see in a few minutes. Out of the ordinary. It doesn't matter what I have to change to make it work. In other words, look at me. Jesus said, you've been living too normal with me on the inside of you. I came to make your life an extraordinary life. Too many people and too many things been dictating to you how you should come out. I've already decided that you come out super, above, ahead of everything. People are supposed to look at your life and say, I never seen it on this wide. I know I might lose you here, but I got to use it anyway. God did it. I was driving one of my cars, a Phantom Rolls Royce. I was driving it, and the man told another man, said, I saw it. I saw the Reverend in a car, but I don't know what kind. I ain't never seen no car like that. That's the way your life's supposed to be. Not the car. That's the way your life's supposed to be. This why. Nobody ever in our family, that's what they should be saying about you. Live like you live. You don't know, I'm living out of another family. This ain't no flesh stuff I'm living with. I'm living from another world. That's your right. Ma'am, what's your name? What's your name? Cecile. I'm saying it right? You'll never be the same. Because anything that come against you, Sister Cecile, and it look like it's not working out right, you're going to say, the prophet told me on Christmas morning, I don't live on this wide. James talk about two wisdom. One is earthly, sensual, and devilish. But there's another one in James chapter 3. You live by that wisdom, all right? Woo, I know we got to go. 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 Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, the voice of Jesus Christ was on this wise when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, before they had sex. Yeah, like you don't know what you're talking about. She was found with child of, and they wasn't supposed to have sex because they wasn't married yet. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. What kind of child she was found with? Holy Ghost. Told you need a revelation. Then Joseph, how long I've been preaching, Leroy? Then Joseph, her husband, how? 1 hour. Hour? You lying. I got to close then. Because it's Christmas. I want y'all to spend some time with your family. That woman that saved. Yeah. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately, or privately. Look at verse 20 now, hurry. But while he thought, who, Joseph? Thought on these things, because he got a woman there pregnant, he ain't did nothing to her. And he knew she couldn't get pregnant by herself. But while he thought on these things, behold, don't miss this, please. While he thought on these things in the natural, behold, he was given a supernatural thought. Look at me. The Holy Ghost wants you to know today, whatever you're dealing with, that you need corrected in your life, a life situation, what you see is not all that's going on. The Lord is working behind The Lord is doing something you can't see now. Who got that? 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 Whatever you trying to change in your life, come on now, somebody talk to me. You don't know it, but I stopped by to tell you, it's being changed right now. Oh my God. My God. What Joseph was seeing. God said, that's something, Joseph, you're not seeing. You see her pregnant. I see how she got pregnant. So the thing you've been worrying about and thought nothing was being done about it, because you're my child, everything that goes on in your life, I got something to do with it. I may not come when you want, but I'm always on time. So I tell you, thus said the Lord, today I'm working on your case. I'm going to tell y'all that if y'all ain't going to cut up, I'm going to tell y'all something. If y'all ain't going to cut up, I'm just going to close and go on my house. I'm about to tell you something. The Spirit of God, I hear in my spirit as a prophet of God. All your crisis about to turn into Christmas. I can't tell you no more. I can't tell you anymore. The Holy Ghost broke it down. There's a translation of that. There's a translation. You know, you got the NIV. It's a translation of a prophetic revelation. All your crisis about to turn into what? You had a translation. You ready, Layla? All your crisis is about to turn into a celebration. Oh, man. Y'all didn't shout enough, man. How would you shout? That thing you believe in God for, you couldn't get straight, and you come to God's house. I don't care if it's money. I don't care if it's honey. I don't care what it is, what situation it is. How would you cut up if you know it coming through today? Listen. This is what you have to know. I'm going to tell you one more time, my dear. This is what you have to know. You have to know that I'm not a fruit man. You have to know that I'm a grace. I'm a gift from God. I get beside myself because God get beside me. But when I speak that word over you, that all your crisis is about to turn into a celebration, you need to cut up more in this. You got a word from God. You got a word from God. Word from God, man. Let me ask you a question, because I got so many games going on in the body of Christ. Let me ask you a question. And you know, I'll do what you want me to do. You think we should come here and celebrate and not give a gift? No, I'm serious. You want to leave without giving anything? It's the craziest idea in the world. Some people just hustling. Some people hustling because their souls is people. This ministry source is not people. It's people whom God have blessed, got enough sense to know God is using them for his work. this Christ's birthday is the day your prosperity born. It's there. Tell somebody, it's there. You just got to learn something beyond religion and denomination and tradition. Sit down, get ready to give.